In August of 2013, Richard, my son Ben, and I climbed into three separate vehicles and drove from Kansas City, Missouri to Virginia Beach. I was driving my car, Ben was driving Richard's car. Richard was driving a rental truck because we had too much furniture to fit into the moving van. Last minute had to rent a truck. And we drove caravan style and made the 1,100 mile trip in 2 days. I know, right? And I will never forget the sight when we rounded the corner, the last corner, before arriving at our new rental home. Because the moving van was there, but also there were about a dozen or so people from Unity Renaissance out in front of our house waiting for us. And as soon as we pulled up and said hello to everybody, they all started up unloading everything, men and women alike. How many of you were there that day, by the way? I know you were there, Alan. I know you were there. Ed was there. Bob Lambert was there. So everyone was carrying in all of our boxes and our furniture and delivering it all to the appropriate room in the house, upstairs or down, assembling the beds and the bookcases, and even, oh my gosh, even unpacking the pots and pans, the dishes. I'll never forget turning around at Donna Corbett, putting all the silverware in the drawer. I was like, oh my gosh. It was a beehive of activity, like nothing I had ever experienced. And people were just so exuberant. They'd all showed up to help us get settled and even brought food so that we were able to sit down and share a meal together. Well, I had experienced the warmth and the kindness of Unity Renaissance already when I came here for my tryout. But honestly, this just blew me away. To this day, I cannot find the words to express the feeling of awe and gratitude that I had. Everybody showing up, just being there and helping with the hard work. It was amazing to me. And yet for the people who came to help, it was like, no big deal. This is just what we do. And that is what Unity Renaissance does. Because it's all about community here, as you just felt in that last song. You know, when I graduated from ministerial school and before I came here, I was so full of energy and ideas. I was so excited about sharing with the congregation everything I had learned about the teachings of Jesus and the transcendentalists and the Gnostic Gospels and the divine feminine spiral dynamics and on and on. I really had this image in my head that the ministry would be about the message, that the message was what was most important. But soon after I got here, I began to get educated in that. And people like, especially Amber McCullough and Ed Rosequist, helped me see that, yes, the message is important. The message is central and vital. But in the grand scheme of things, what matters most is community. Community. Who we are, how we treat each other. And what we create together. You know, Unity has incredibly powerful, affirming, transformational messages. But it's the community that brings them to life. It's the community that lives them, that takes these lofty principles and puts them into practice. In community, we celebrate, we grieve, we learn, we serve, we stretch, and we grow. Community is what it's all about, that richness of really digging in and expressing our spirituality. And community is also how we change the world. In the words of the great anthropologist Margaret Mead, you know this famous saying of hers, Brenda. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, is the only thing that ever has. That's true, isn't it, when you think about it? And why is that so? Why is that so? Because a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens generate a certain consciousness. And when that consciousness is carefully tended and committed to, when people give themselves to it, that consciousness just grows. It expands and it expands. Well, I think Jesus knew this, although he probably wouldn't have used these same words. But I think Jesus knew he was here to shift human consciousness, and his way of doing that was through community. Notice that Jesus didn't go it alone. Right off the bat, he's recruiting his disciples. He's getting his people together. I'm going to teach these people, and then they will go forth and spread the word along with me that the kingdom of God is at hand and that all are welcome there. That all are welcome there. Every single person. You know, Jesus taught what was called the way, and it was a way of living. But most of all, it was a way of being together and a way of relating to the world. And so his disciples picked up on that, carried it on in the community around him in his ministry, and after Jesus died and before the organized church took hold a few centuries later, you know, after he died, there were these little groups that formed. They were called Jesus movements. These little groups sprung up to really delve into what he had taught. And they took the principles that they had learned from him and they applied them into community. And from what we know, those communities were inclusive, egalitarian, they were purposeful, and they were buzzing with ideas. Sounds a lot like Unity Renaissance, doesn't it? Inclusive, egalitarian, purposeful, and buzzing with ideas. I think Jesus would be very pleased at how we have interpreted and mirrored his model of community. I also think he would be struck by the level of consciousness here. I know I have been. Haven't you? From the first time I walked through those doors, as I have shared many times, I came from my triad, I walked through those doors and was like, what am I feeling here? Because it was so rich, it was so beautiful. It was really indescribable, and I later figured out it was this ubiquitous, authentic, unconditional love. It's the heart of who we are. I expect many, if not all of you, have felt that in some way or another. You know, if we ask people, what do you appreciate most about Unity Renaissance? The number one answer always is that I feel loved and accepted for who I am. We're not trying to change you. We're not trying to save you. We're not trying to fix you. You are loved just as you are. You know, that beautiful consciousness of unconditional love was seeded by our founding minister, Reverend Judy Meyer, some 34 years ago. And I felt it as soon as I met her. I'm like, oh, I see how this all came about here. And certainly that consciousness has been nurtured by me and by other ministers in our time here. But what really has kept that consciousness going and growing is you. It's the community. You know, ministers come and go, but the community continues, and it passes that beautiful consciousness from one generation to the next. And that is why community matters so much. It is truly how we transform lives that transform the world. Here. So the consciousness of Unity Renaissance is bigger than any one of us, isn't it? It's bigger than any one person. It's bigger than any previous minister, and is most certainly bigger than me. And it's because of that consciousness and because of this community that I absolutely know that Unity Renaissance has an incredible future ahead of it, with or without me. And on that front, friends, I have some news to share today, taking a little different turn, because my time as your senior minister is coming to a close. After much prayerful reflection, I've decided to retire at the end of this year. My last Sunday, don't do that, Debbie. My last Sunday will be December 18th. An odd time, you might think, but I didn't want my last day to be Christmas Day. That's not what Christmas is for. That's not fair to you or to me. But by the end of the year, I'll be gone. So breathe with me, please. I know this is hard. It's hard for me. I absolutely know. I am so clear that this is the right decision for me. And yet I make it with such a heavy heart. At the end of my time here, Unity Renaissance will have been the center of my life for 9.5 years. I love this community. I love all of you. It's deep. I truly do. At the same time, I'm feeling that my ministry here is complete, that I have done what I came to do, and that Spirit is telling me it's time to move on. I also, in the last several months, have had this sense of a new wave of energy coming into Unity Renaissance. Haven't you felt it also? And in my heart of hearts, I know that new wave of energy deserves a fresh new minister. Now, let me be very clear, because people like to make stuff up. Nothing happened to cause this decision other than my own inner urging to begin the next chapter of my life. I'm not sick. There have been no disagreements. The church finances are great. Richard and I are more in love than ever. Isn't it true? My relationships with the board and our incredible staff and volunteers and the congregation are wonderful, an incredible blessing. But I will be turning 68 in February. Yes, I've said it out loud. And aging is a wake-up call. And time is precious. So I am looking forward to spending more time with these folks, my other community, my dearest Richard, my beloved son and daughter, and their spouses, and my incredibly precious grandchildren, that will soon include our first grandson, who is due on January the 3rd, to Emily and Rich, who are on the frames on the outside. I'm also looking forward to having more time for myself. I see 2023 as this a year of rest and really replenishing myself before even trying to determine what is next. So you may be wondering about this guy. So the good news is Reverend Richard will be continuing on as music director. Of course, we will be staying in our house, our current home. Richard, I'm so thankful will not only be your music director, but will be continuing to give his considerable talents and knowledge to classes, workshops, and all the events. He's an embedded part of this community. And Reverend Ann DeMichael will also be here as our prayer and pastoral care director, and recently also assuming the mantle of adult education director. And Ann is awesome in every way and one of my very best friends. Both of them will be here. Both are Unity ministers, but neither one is interested in applying for the position of senior minister. And so the board has already begun that process, talking to Unity Worldwide Ministries about what the next steps are. And based on UWM's recommendations, the board is planning to hire what is called a transitional minister. So transitional minister hopefully would be here early in the year and would actually does two main things. The first, and they're highly trained for this, by the way. There's a whole cadre of transitional ministers who, you know exactly what to do when they come into a church whose minister has departed. They come in, and first of all, they help the church get used to operating without the minister there, the former minister there. And the other thing they do is to work with the board and with the congregation and the ministerial search team that will be set up to step through the process of hiring a new senior minister. And I know that this board, our incredible board, and we do have an amazing, exceptional board. We also have exceptional staff. Can't say enough about them. Our volunteers will all be carrying on, and how incredibly blessed we all are by that. But the board will be keeping you informed every step of the way and also engaged, because after all, you are the community. And I just have to say that I fully expect Unity Renaissance to attract the very best and brightest ministerial candidates in the Unity movement, because this church shines, and we are known, and we are strong. We have a strong, thriving, diverse community here. We have big dreams and enormous talent in making them come true. You know, we've done so much here already, haven't we? Look at this incredible history of this place. But that's just the beginning of what is possible. I know you know that in your hearts. It's a time for this consciousness to get out there to truly change the world. The time is now. And you will all be part of making that happen. As for me, under the code of ethics of Unity Worldwide Ministries, when I retire, I am required to, quote unquote, release my ministry. And that means to cease all involvement with the church and my ministerial connections with all of you for at least a year after the senior minister comes on board. I absolutely support that. I get that. I signed the document. I'm on board with that. But it also kind of breaks my heart. It's hard. It's hard, but it's necessary. And you can see why, right? You know, the idea is to help the new order get established and to help people let go of the past. And so I see this whole transition as a time for us to really lean into our spiritual practices. I know I'm going to be working mine, learning how to let go, really calling on our faith in this community, in ourselves, and in each other, affirming that divine order will prevail, because it will. And friends, really knowing that all is well and all will be well. And at the right time and in the right way, we shall meet again. But in the meantime, I have three more months with you, and they're going to be fabulous. They're going to be wonderful. We have so many exciting things coming up. We're going to make the most of this time. You'll hear a little bit more about it in the announcements today, some of the cool things we're doing. We're going to have a great, warm, meaningful, connecting, celebratory time together. And in November, I'll be hosting small groups of 10 people or less, just so that we can come together, so that we can talk about what we've done together, so we can process what's happening, look to the future, and prepare to say goodbye. So this is a lot. Probably not what you bargained for when you came to church today. So It's the kind of thing that just takes some time to sort of sink in. It's taken me a long time. I know the board is working through it, staff as well. Just kind of let it settle. A week from today, we have a community forum specifically set up so that we have a time to answer questions, because I know you're going to have a bunch of questions. I couldn't answer them all today. And probably you didn't hear everything I said today anyway. So we'll have a community forum to have that Q&A time together. And today, after the service, an email will be going out that basically summarizes what I've announced today. And tomorrow we'll put it in the mail. Everybody gets it in the postal mail as well. But we're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. Greater days are coming for each of us and for all of us. And the wonderful New Thought spiritual author Ernest Wilson once said, "Times of change are times of fearfulness and times of opportunity. Which they will be for you depends on your attitude toward them." And so once you've had a chance to work through the emotions, what will your attitude be? I hope it will be one of pride in what we've done and anticipation for the future. You know, from the day that Reverend Judy stuck that shovel into the ground to break ground on this building and a double rainbow appeared in the sky, to today's live stream services in an expanded building with a thriving and diverse congregation, a service that is now broadcast worldwide. Unity Renaissance has shown tremendous vision, commitment, and resilience. And when we set our minds on doing something, by golly, we do it. We are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. Listen, I really want you to get this message today, that our church is healthy and strong because of you. It's because of you, and it will continue to grow and thrive because of you. When a community shares a consciousness as strong as ours, it can do anything, and we have, and you will. I and the board ask today that you please, please continue to stay engaged with Unity Renaissance. The community is you. The community is not something that you just take from. It is something you give to. It's something you help nurture. And all those blessings come pouring back, multiplied on you. Please continue to support Unity Renaissance financially, as well as with your many talents, your heart, your gifts. You know, Unity Renaissance will come through this stronger and better and primed for an absolutely thrilling future. If everyone sticks together, steps up, and does their part. And I know you will, because you're amazing. You are a gift from God. Every one of you. And I love you with all my heart. And I just thank you. I know I have time left. Thank you for the life-changing, honest to God, the life-changing privilege and honor of being your minister. Thank you.
When the story of Unity Renaissance is written many years from now, the name Paula McDeesey will never be forgotten. her star has shone as bright as any in the firmament of this spiritual life center, hands down. Every week, she brought inspiring, insightful, soul-uplifting messages, new thought messages to a world that needs these messages now more than ever. This is the emerging spirituality, and it was demonstrated week to week by this incredible woman. She did it with grace, with insight, a little bit of an attitude, love, confidence, genius, charisma, and vulnerability. And she got us through COVID and two capital campaigns and personnel changes and many other things. So this one's going to hurt. This one's going to hurt a lot. But I remember back in 1997, I was just moving back from New Jersey to Virginia Beach, and I caught the very tail end of Reverend Judy Meyer's ministry here, the original minister. And some people thought it was the end of the world, or at least the end of Unity Renaissance. They didn't realize how we could go on. And yet here we are, 25 years later, because Paula stood on the shoulders of Laura Barrett Bennett, who stood on the shoulders of Elizabeth Thompson, who stood on the shoulders, if you don't mind me saying, Pat and Leroy Bessie, who stood on the shoulders of Judy Myers, or Judy Meyer. And that is why we are here today, and we're going to stand on your shoulders. You've provided the strongest, most insightful, the wisest foundation we could possibly imagine. So, a reminder, Paul is not leaving today. You're not leaving today. Okay, good. She's going to be here for 3 more months. The board is going to go through its process. We've got this handled. But in those 3 months, I know anytime people depart from our lives, there's great sadness. But also it unleashes all of that joy, all of that great joy. Let's celebrate her. Let's celebrate our time together. Let's really bring the joy. Ann DeMichael is the longest standing member on our board of trustees. She has a few words as well.
I love that Christopher said sadness and joy, because as I was thinking of beloved Reverend Paula, I thought in my own experience, I have sadness over here and I have joy over here, and how do I bring them together? Yeah, what do I do to do that? So the first thing I realized is I must feel my feelings. And let me tell you something, they're all over the place. So I have this feeling of sadness, this feeling of loss. And I realize I have to process that. I have to lean into that. And I invite you to lean into your feelings. What you're feeling today, trust me, dear friends, is going to be a little different tomorrow. Lean into it. And then lean into each other. Be willing, because I plan on doing this, be willing to share your feelings and hear someone else's pain, if that's what it is, without absorbing it, but being able to be a sounding board for all of us to express. And finally, lean into Reverend Paula. As she said, she loves this community, and as she shared, she's feeling a gambit of emotions also. This has been her spiritual home for almost 10 years. She said it out loud. She loves us, and she's leaving us. So imagine that. We have each other, and she's stepping away from the community. Keep that in your heart. At our board meeting on Thursday, I have to tell you the daily word was perfect. We always read it. And the affirmation said, in faith, I step into my bright, brilliant future. You can't make this stuff up. And so I invite you to think about that for yourself. In faith, I step into my bright, brilliant future. And then as a community, in faith, we, Unity Renaissance, step into our bright, brilliant future. And I'm going to ask you to stand if you're able. I'm going to ask you to look at Reverend Paula. And I'm going to ask for the slide to come up. I'm going to ask you to just put your hands up. And let's read together. Dear Reverend Paula, in faith, we see you stepping into your bright, brilliant future. Let's do it again. Dear Reverend Paula, in faith, we see you stepping into your bright, brilliant future. And so it is.
Six words. Well done, good and faithful servant. I'm so proud of you, and I'll be here for you. You know that.
I am. You can sit. Oh, my gosh. Oh. It's a process, isn't it? Thank you, board. Thank you, staff. Thank you, teams. Thank you, Richard. Let's take a few moments in meditation, shall we? Take a few moments to breathe. I invite you to close your eyes and get comfortable in your seat. And just breathe in God. Breathe in God. This expansive, creative, loving energy. It is the heart of you. Feel it permeate every cell of your being in this moment. Release into divine love, divine oneness. And breathe. Just begin to feel a sense of love and peace. Just sort of wash over you as if you're being tenderly held by God, as if the angels are all around you, pulling for you. And just let this divine light and love begin to fill you. Moving from the top of your head down. To the tips of your toes. All is well. Remembering for a moment that we can always let go into God. Whatever feelings we may be having, whatever challenges we may be facing, we can release and let go into God. We can give it over. Know that we are each on our divine path, being guided in the right and perfect way. That there are possibilities ahead of each of us beyond anything we've ever imagined. Opportunities to grow, to love, to serve, to be. We take a moment to just tune into the divine presence within us, to connect with the allness that is the truth of our being and feel our oneness for a few moments in the silence. grateful for the knowing that while change is difficult, it's how we evolve, it's how we move into an ever grander expression of who we are and create beauty in the world. So we're just grateful today. And we know we'll travel this journey together and that all will be well. Thank you, sweet spirit, for this community. Thank you for my beloved Unity Renaissance.
And so it is. Amen.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to thee, an expression of your unfolding peace. Oh, Spirit, show through me as I open up to be an expression of your unfolding love.
Amen. Amen. And a women. Now is the time in our service for the sharing of our financial support for Unity Renaissance.